Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal to the metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, as I start the show, I'm exhausted. The first 5 seconds of the show, I'm ready to go to sleep. Oh, my God, has it been a long few days? Is there a lot of things going on? I'm getting as confused as Joe Biden. I can't even remember things like Joe Biden. I mean, just, you know, I'm a one-man army. There's thousands of things on my mind, and I just can't keep up. And what's happening to this country is so horrible. I was just talking with one of my friends seconds ago, and he was saying what's on my mind. That, you know, knowing how effed up this country is, we should be a DEFCON 4 or DEFCON 5. The enemy's going to attack. If I'm Iran, I nuke America now. If I'm China, I nuke America now. If I'm Russia, I nuke America now. If I'm North Korea, I almost said North Dakota. If I'm North Dakota, I don't nuke America. But if I'm North Korea, I nuke America now. This is, you know, if I'm Yemen, I don't think I can nuke us, but if I'm Yemen, I do whatever I want to do, and I shoot missiles at ships, and that's what they're doing. They don't care. No one cares. It's the same as when we had Jimmy Carter as president. Nobody cared. They're like, screw America. America's a paper tiger. We can do whatever we want to do. The biggest news story of the day, well, there's two of them. Number one, of course, is Biden. I'll get to that in 1 second. He's done. He's finished. Stick a fork in him. Who called it? Wayne Root. For the first day I called, I said the guy cannot be the nominee. He's not there anymore. He's mentally gone. He's a brain-dead zombie with diapers. And literally, a special counsel just ruled that. They gave them an excuse to get rid of him. Grandpa will be thrown out of Air Force One. You know, throw Grandpa under the plane, except it'll be Air Force One, and Grandpa's gone, and he's headed to a nursing home where probably, you know, again, I don't mean to be mean, but my guess is Joe Biden is kicked out. They tell him you can't be president anymore. You got to go home, take your marbles and go home, and Joe Biden literally won't be around in a year. You know, it's all over. He's going into massive decline, and without being president or anything to worry about anymore, he'll just sit in a nursing home going, where's the button? I'm going to nuke Taiwan. Where's the button? And then he's just going to go, and that's the end of Joe Biden, and you'll hear in the next year that he passed. I'm telling you, he's got nothing left in his life. His brain power is gone. It's so sad. Even I feel a little bit bad for Joe Biden. I hate the guy's guts, but I feel a little bit bad because it's a terrible, terrible way to go, a terrible position his wife and family put him in. He had no right to be president of the United States. What am I talking about, if you're wondering? No charges. Special counsel Robert Hur, who looked at all the evidence that Biden had classified documents, and he says no charges, basically because Biden's a brain-dead old man with diapers. I mean, he sounded like Wayne Root. That's basically what he said. He used the words, Joe Biden is an elderly man with no memory. And he has, he didn't remember when he was vice president. He didn't remember when his son died. Bo didn't die that long ago. This is not a long time. Bo didn't die 30 years ago, and he doesn't remember. So that's the reason there's no charges. I mean, he's a criminal, he committed crimes, but he's an elderly old man with dementia, and he can't remember anything, so we're going to pass. Wow. But guess who we're still going to charge? Donald Trump. I mean, anybody who looks at this that doesn't see how horrible it is, what's happened to our country. It's weaponized. They've just made an excuse why not to prosecute Biden. And in making the excuse why not to prosecute him, they basically admitted everything I've said from day one. All right, let me, the other bit is good news. The Supreme Court looks like They're going to keep Trump on the 2024 ballot by like a 9-0 vote, which is what I said from day one. If there's any honesty left in the world, it's going to be a 9-0 vote because the man's not been charged with anything such as insurrection. Therefore, you can't keep him off a single ballot. So the Supreme Court's going to rule. Guess what Hawaii's going to say? They don't care. I'll tell you more about that in a few minutes. Hawaii is just another incredible story that proves the United States is becoming a combination of the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany. Basically, we're a communist dictatorship now, a radical communist dictatorship where the law doesn't matter, the Constitution doesn't matter. But in the meantime, let me read you my latest commentary I wrote this morning, because it is Super Bowl weekend coming up, and the title is, Will Taylor Swift Be the Next Bud Light? Here's my message to Taylor Swift on Super Bowl weekend. Many in the media are saying Taylor may soon announce her endorsement of Joe Biden. Let's call this a Bud Light warning. Our Bud Light boycott worked better than any boycott by conservatives and patriots in history. Why? Because we all focused on one company like never before. We proved it works. We brought Bud Light to its knees like no company in history. Although one could argue Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, and Disney did not fare so well either when conservatives boycotted. Now, I wrote the number one best-selling book, The Great Patriot Boycott Book, endorsed by President Trump, to show conservatives and patriots how to reward great conservative and patriotic companies and how to punish and defund woke and pathetic liberal companies. Soon thereafter came the Bud Light boycott. Practice makes perfect. Conservatives are getting really good at this. What we did to Bud Light and other woke companies, we can do to Taylor Swift, too. My advice to Taylor Swift, stay out of politics. It's that simple. We don't expect Taylor Swift or other artists or entertainers to suddenly become conservatives. We just want them to shut up and stay out of politics. Stick to what you know best. Sing, act, entertain. Politics is not your talent. Politics will turn off your audience and poison your brand. Now, Taylor Swift has an amazing career. See how nice I'm being? She's a fantastic entertainer. She's beloved by her fans. But that can end in a moment, a Bud Light moment. Overnight, Taylor could lose a large portion of her fans and sales. Let's be conservative. Excuse the pun. How about if she loses 20 or 30% of her sales? Is that smart? Is that a positive for her brand? I'm not saying she's going to lose 100% because we know, 80% of her following, 70 to 80% is probably teenage girls who are liberal. But that doesn't mean she won't lose 20% or 15% or 30%, because recent polls show there's an awful lot of young people who have decided to vote for Trump over Biden. So, Taylor, is it really worth hundreds of millions of dollars to turn off a large portion of your fans? For what? To side with a decrepit, failing old man with dementia and diapers, who every poll shows is the most unpopular and disliked president in history? Do you really want to risk your career or hundreds of millions of sales on a man who has produced massive inflation that's wiping out the middle class, the worst crime wave ever in big Democrat-run cities, welcomed millions of criminals and gangbangers and murderers and terrorists into this country, killed our energy independence, causing the highest utility bills in history, weaponized our government against its own citizens, introduced massive censorship against anyone who disagrees with his agenda, and is on the verge of starting World War III? Does any of that sound like a smart career move to support that? Keep singing, Taylor. Keep entertaining. Good luck with your relationship with Travis Kelce. I'm trying to be nice, but stay out of politics. Don't risk your brand on the most unpopular president ever, or you will be Bud Lighted. We're pretty darn good at that now. Now let me switch gears. This is still part of the same story. I'm proud to make an important announcement. Media across the country are talking about Joe Biden refusing the traditional Super Bowl TV interview, and President Trump offering to do it instead. Of course, we know the liberal, biased media that hates President Trump will never take him up on his offer, but I have good news. You don't have to wish for a Trump Super Bowl interview. You don't have to guess what he'd say in a Super Bowl interview, because I have the Trump Super Bowl interview. President Trump is my guest on Super Bowl weekend. What an honor. This will be my 14th interview with President Donald J. Trump. My interview with him will play on my TV show, America's Top 10 Countdown, on Real America's Voice TV Network on Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, the whole interview, and then rerun several times over Super Bowl weekend on Real America's Voice. Here are some of the topics I will cover with President Trump. the absurd $83.3 million legal judgment against him, his thoughts on Nikki Birdbrain Haley, what he learned in his first term that he will use in his second term to fully drain the D.C. swamp, the open border disaster that is clearly the intentional destruction of the greatest country in world history, whether the Democrats pushing the open border are bribed by China and the Mexican drug cartel, whether Trump will support my idea for lie detector tests under oath for politicians to determine if they are bribed or blackmailed and selling out the American people, whether Trump will deport tens of millions of illegal aliens, the damage open borders is doing to blacks, Latinos, and unions, whether Trump will hold rallies in black and minority cities to dramatically expand GOP vote totals, and finally, his thoughts on what has happened to our hometown of New York City. Him and I both from New York City. I hope you'll tune into my interview with President Donald J. Trump on Super Bowl weekend, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Real America's Voice Television Network, my show, America's Top 10 Countdown. So there's my column, Will Taylor Swift Be the Next Bud Light? And then I was kind of sneaky. I snuck in the announcement of my interview with Trump on Super Bowl weekend. I figured everybody will read, everyone in the world, even the people who don't like Donald Trump, will read that headline, Will Taylor Swift Be the Next Bud Light? And then once they're reading it, I'll sneak in that I've got a major announcement about the Super Bowl weekend. I'm interviewing Trump for Super Bowl weekend. There it goes. All right. Lots more to talk about when we get back. Wait till I tell you about this Hawaii case. Hawaii has gone full Monty. They don't care about the Constitution. Nothing. American rule of law means nothing to them. The Hawaii Supreme Court says, we don't care what the Constitution says. They said that. We don't care. And that means that I just have to add Hawaii to my list of a place I can never visit again. So sad. We're going to have to boycott Hawaii. We're going to put Hawaii out of business until they rescind. You wait till you hear this ruling. You're not safe anymore in Hawaii. Nobody's safe in Hawaii. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Ruth. There's nothing I wouldn't do for my dog, Bubba. He's almost as big as me, almost as tall as me, but he's like my baby. If you love your pets as much as I do, then listen up. The most important thing we can do for our pets is to help support their immune system. My friends at Pet Club 24/7 have developed a natural product that contains a mushroom that's been used for thousands of years to strengthen the immune system of your pets. There have been over 400 published clinical trials and studies performed on this product from the top institutions like Sloan Kettering and MD Anderson. All pets can benefit from this natural supplement. Dogs, cats, horses, and more. It's extremely safe. It doesn't interact with medications. Pets can't overdose or get addicted. And there are no side effects. Take advantage of special discounts only for Wayne Root fans right now at PC247Health.com. Wouldn't you do anything for your pet? I know I would. I love my Bubba. I'd do more for Bubba than I would for myself. Go now to PC247Health.com. PC247Health.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Allyn-Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza dream sheets, designer My towels, My slippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Use Discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Alaroo. You can also receive great offers on Mike Liddell's products at MyStore.com, also with promo code WAR. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Really overwhelming. It's overwhelming. A little of it's good. I think the Supreme Court ruled Trump's on all the ballots. It'll be 9-0 or 8-1. But everything else is bad. I'm sorry to tell you. A lot of bad news out there. Let me mention the sponsor of the show, because as long as the news is bad, you might as well get laid. Our new sponsor, ScoreBlue.com. They're not so new anymore, by the way. I got to change the script. They're not so new. They've been with us for like 9 months now, right? They've been with us a long time, like last spring, so it's probably getting close to a year. If you're looking for the best ED pill of all time, because if things are going bad, what the hell? Buy some gold and get some guns and bullets and buy lots of ED pills. It's the new little blue pill for the makers of Viagra. It's better than the original Viagra, plus the cost is insanely low. Just $5 a pill. See, that should make you happy. There's the first good news of the day. Rather than spending $80 or $90 like the original Viagra, it's only $5 a pill. It's available from our sponsor, the number one rated online ED service in the country, Score Blue. No one else has permission to sell it. Only Score Blue. There's generic Viagra, and then there's the only authorized generic Viagra anywhere in the country, made by the same company that makes the real Viagra, made in the same factory, made with the same formula. It's the exact same everything. Except it only costs $5 instead of $90 a pill. And instead of buying your Viagra from a liberal woke company who shall remain nameless, Score Blue is owned by one of my best friends who's a huge Republican conservative America First MAGA warrior. So you're spending your money with a true blue Trumper. So for the best Viagra in the world, at the lowest price in history, and you know you're buying from a company run by a conservative patriot, go to scoreblue.com, enter promo code WAR at checkout, W-A-R for Wayne Alaroot, and get 20% off your first order. Scoreblue.com, promo code WAR. So here's that story. The special counsel his name is Robert Herr, finds Joe Biden willfully retained top secret military and national security information, but the DOJ says no criminal charges because Biden is a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. Well, there it is. I told you they're going to throw him under the bus. I told you in the first segment of the show they're going to throw him under the bus. And they just did. There it is. Can you imagine the DOJ of Joe Biden says we can't file criminal charges because he's a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory who doesn't even remember his vice presidency or his own son dying. Oh, my God. But the investigation uncovered evidence that Biden willfully retained and disclosed classified materials after his vice presidency was over when he was a private citizen. You just can't believe this stuff. You can't believe what they just said. You can't believe what's going on at the border. Here's a story. Illegals from 73 different countries invade San Diego in a one-week span. 73 different countries. In 1 week, over 8,650 illegal aliens from 73 different countries were caught in just the San Diego sector of the southern border. That's between January 31 and February 6, which was just 2 days ago. And the fastest growing group of illegals, drum roll please, how many times, Jeopardy please, Jeopardy question, how many times has Wayne Root told you the fastest growing group of illegals are, ding, 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 Chinese? What a shocker. We're replacing illegals with Chinese. My whole world's turning Chinese. They're turning Chinese. They're turning Chinese. Remember that song? They're turning Japanese. They're turning Japanese. I really think so. We're all turning Chinese. And they're all military-age males. And unlike Mexico, unlike Cuba, these are not countries that are right next to our border. Cuba is just a little flotilla away from Florida. And Mexico touches America. Canada touches America. China is a world away. If they're coming here, they're being sent by China. They're being paid for by China because they want them to kill us. They're here to be a military inside the United States. If we go to war with China, they've got a military to destroy our infrastructure, commit terrorist acts inside the United States. Here's another breaking story. The Obama judge, an Obama judge, he is an Obama judge. He's U.S. District Judge Amit Mehta, an Obama appointee, says Peter Navarro's, he denies Peter Navarro's request to stay out of prison pending appeal. He must report to prison. Defendant's cynical, self-serving claim of political bias poses no question at all, let alone a substantial one, Mehta wrote in Thursday's order. So go report to prison. While every criminal in America gets out with no bail, Peter Navarro is, what, I think 73 years old? He's a nice 73-year-old man, and he's never done anything wrong in his life, and he's a businessman. They're sending him to a rotting prison. This whole thing's a joke. It's a joke. I told you I'd tell you about Hawaii. Hawaii's probably the worst story of the day. It'll have to wait till after my guest, and then after... It'll go in the fourth segment of this hour. I'll tell you about what just happened in Hawaii. They strike down the right to carry firearms. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
War now.
U.S. USA News update. Former President Trump's attorney Jonathan Mitchell argued before the Supreme Court Thursday that the events at the U.S. Capitol in 2021 should be termed a riot, not an insurrection.
President Trump did not engage in any act that can plausibly be characterized as insurrection.
He defined an insurrection as a violent effort to overthrow the government and contended that the 14th Amendment's prohibition on insurrectionists running for office doesn't apply to elected officials. A $95 million foreign aid package is advancing in the Senate, but its journey is far from over. The Senate voted 67-32 to move forward with the package aimed at assisting Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. However, the vote simply allows the Senate to begin deliberation on the bill. The seven migrants accused in the Times Square assault on two New York police officers have formally been charged. Manhattan prosecutor announced the indictments regarding the January 27th attack outside of a migrant shelter. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
We'll be right back.
Truth, the roof's on fire. Coming to you for the house that Root built. By the way, a reminder for all my Las Vegas fans and all my Nevada fans up in Reno and in all the rurals and Elko and everywhere else, go vote tonight in the Nevada caucus, right? It starts at 5 o'clock, so about an hour and a half from now, 90 minutes from now, 5 o'clock to 7:30. You can only vote from 5 o'clock to 7:30. That's it. So you've just got that 2.5-hour window to vote from 5 to 7:30, and I hope you'll be doing it. I'm going to go do it. My wife Cindy's going to go do it. Make sure you do it. All right. Gold Gate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and then we'll get to our guest. The world's on fire. America's on fire. America's definitely in decline. The economy is on the verge of disaster. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation is still raging. I just told all of you just yesterday or the day before, I told you that I normally pay $100 a month for my gas bill in my house to heat my house. And the gas bill was $333, I believe it was, this month. Triple what it used to be. If I go back in my records, it was always like $90, $80, $100, $120 in a bad month. $330. Inflation is raging. Anyone who tells you otherwise is a liar. World War III is upon us, and that's why everyone is buying gold and silver. The price of gold just stays right around an all-time high, and most experts believe this year it will go much, much higher. Central banks buying the most gold ever. They're buying with both hands. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account, 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wainwright sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 and free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate today. Tell them Ward sent you. Get up to $15,000 in free silver. I just said up to $15,000 in free silver. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Tell them Ward sent you. And you will get the white glove treatment and the red carpet treatment and up to $15,000 in free silver. So our guest is Will Bradley. He's an election poll worker in Clark County, Nevada, which is basically Las Vegas. Las Vegas is Clark County. With 6 years' experience, he's a retired lieutenant colonel in the Army, and he wants to talk to us about what he witnessed during the voting process, because we just had our primary. Even though tonight's the caucus, tonight will be great, because you have to vote physically, and you can't re-register just to vote against Trump. You have to be a Republican for several months in advance, and you're going to have to show ID so we know you're not a fraud. You're not a dead person. You're not a person who's moved to another state. But the primary was 2 days ago. And Will Bradley saw what was going on in the primary. And that's, of course, what's going to happen in the general election. So, Will, welcome to the Wayne L. Root Show. How are you, buddy?
Good to be with you, Ward. There's a time to be quiet, and there's a time to be a whistleblower. And I'm blowing the whistle. I've had enough. I've got to reveal the problems I'm seeing with our elections.
All right, so good. Go ahead. The floor is yours. Tell us what you saw. Let's start with election workers not following proper policies. Tell us what you mean by that.
Yeah, you know, there are certain laws that apply to election workers, and you either obey the law or you don't. And one of the most egregious violations I saw, and I was at a place called Blue Diamond, which is a tent in a parking lot near a shopping mall, Blue Diamond Drive. It was, to my shock and dismay, when they come to pick up the mail drop-off ballot boxes where you drop off your mail ballot,
yeah,
they're supposed to be under positive control at all times. I look up, I see a guy sitting in a van with the door wide open with multiple mail ballot boxes not being watched at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I report that to my team leader. And no action I know of is taken. In fact, they seem to be insulted. I will even report a violation.
Of course. Did you actually see election workers smoking marijuana?
Now, one of my team leaders asked me during a break, do you think it's legal to smoke marijuana? Were you told that in your training? I said, I wasn't told that in my training. Just because it's legal in Nevada doesn't mean you can do it when you're on break, but I didn't personally witness it, but I have it from a good source that poll workers were being allowed to smoke marijuana during breaks, just because they thought it was legal. But it's not legal to smoke marijuana when you're at work, whether you're on break or not. Think of the lack of of confidence in our election system if a voter walks by a poll worker and they smell marijuana on their clothes? I mean, what are we doing?
Exactly. And not only that, but, you know, I think an argument could be made. I've always been, by the way, for legalized marijuana, not because I believe in it, not because I've ever done it. I've never smoked it in my life. And I think it leads to people being lazy bums. They have no ambition. I'm very anti-marijuana, but I agree with legal marijuana because you don't want to waste the police on something so ridiculous when everyone's going to do it anyway. So I always said, go ahead and legalize it, but not when you're working and not when you're a poll worker. You know, can you imagine if you're smoking, you need the munchies, you're tired, you want to lay on a couch and you're supposed to be overseeing the election process. You can't have election workers smoking pot. Ridiculous.
No. And I was at a tent location, and if you walk up to a tent location, there's a few problems. One, it rained a lot in Clark County during early voting when I was working. The tent flooded with water. We had to shut down multiple voting machines because of that. Two, it's not very secure. We got one security guard who's not exactly Rambo watching the tent all night. Where think if somebody broke in that tent and messed with those machines that were there all night. Two, there is no electioneering because it's considered private property. Clark County's got to get away from that and hold it. Electioneering is as American as apple pie. You got to stay at least, I think, 150 feet from the pole, but to say it's private property and not allow any campaigning just didn't feel right to me.
And then management was verbally abusing the workers. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, when you're a poll worker, and what finally caused me to leave a site and drive to the headquarters and report all this, you know, when a voter walks in to show them respect and attention, you stand up and you're there to answer questions from voters when they, because those machines are confusing, especially to elderly people or people using them for the first time. And, but in between voters, because it was very low turnout, as you know, for the presidential primary, preference, we were still told to stand. And that's because an observer was there from somebody. I said, you got 75-year-old people here. You're expecting them to stand for 11 hours with limited breaks and there's no voters here. That's abuse. And I reported it as abuse to the county headquarters. And what was also troubling is we're there to help the voters. But it clearly says, because there were problems with the voting machines years ago for a public administrator election that actually allowed you to vote twice on the machine. Now, they didn't purposely do it, but they were confused in the machine's malfunction. It states a big warning when you put in your card to vote, voting twice is a felony. Of course, we all know that. However, there were many Republican voters that came in there that said, wait a minute, Trump's not on this ballot. I want to vote none of the above. If I vote in the caucus, is that voting twice? Will I be arrested for a felony? And we were not allowed to answer that question. I thought it was a valid question because
of course it's a valid question. It's a very valid question. And by the way, when this whole process started, we're talking to Will Bradley, an election poll worker in Clark County, 6 years experience, retired lieutenant colonel in the Army. And by the way, Will, thank you for your service, man. Thank you. We appreciate it.
I didn't go to war for a paycheck. I went to preserve this country, and voting is a basic, the only way our country's going to work is having valid elections.
So when this whole thing started, I had no idea whether or not it was legal to vote in both the primary and the caucus. I had no idea, and I thought maybe you couldn't. And then I found out you could, and I recommended all of our people to, you know, I got a lot of people listening, tens of thousands, and I think my audience made up the bulk of the people who went out, 45,000 or so, voted not, you know, no one above, no candidate. And the result is we humiliated Nikki Haley. Now you can go and vote in the caucus because one is run by the government, the primary. You can't vote twice in that, one vote. But then you're allowed to go to the private caucus run by the Nevada GOP. It's a whole different thing. It has nothing to do with the state. So you can vote in both. I'm getting that correct, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And it pained me as an American citizen and as a veteran to see voters concerned that they would be arrested as a felony if they voted then, knowing they were going to vote in the caucus. We had multiple voters just leave and not cast a vote even for none of the above. I hated that, and we couldn't stop them because the county wouldn't let us to say, hey, it's okay. You can vote in this in the caucus. You won't be arrested, but they would not allow us to convey that information.
Very, very sad. And you say that people, we need professional people to work as poll workers. Explain what you mean by that.
Now, it's recently hit the news, and look, I'm a Republican. I will admit that. No wrong of being a Republican in Nevada. We're a swing state. But I will give credit where credit's due. And the Democrat Secretary of State and the Democrat Attorney General of Nevada have both proposed that we allow lawyers to be poll workers and poll managers for now on, and I fully agree with that. Now, it should be lawyers of equal parties, and we all know most lawyers are Democrats, probably, but it should be fair. But I trust lawyers to obey and follow the laws of election voting more than poll workers. They've gotten very unprofessional. I've seen it progress in recent years.
Hey, Will, I'm not sure I like either one of those. I don't like the unprofessional poll workers. I agree with you. I am not a fan of lawyers. You know that famous joke, what's 20,000 lawyers at the bottom of the sea? A good start. So I'm not a big fan of lawyers because they're, you know, what's this, lawyers and liberals? Spelling. That's it, just the spelling. They're all liberals. You can't find conservative lawyers. There's very, very few, so I worry about that, too. How about we just have a class and you professionally train poll workers? That would be a better thing than even lawyers. But, hey, look, either way, we appreciate everything you said today. We appreciate serving the country, retired Lieutenant Colonel. We appreciate you being a poll worker. Will Bradley, election poll worker in Clark County, bringing some very valid criticisms to bear. Thank you, Will. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, Great Patriot Store.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, you know, I've expanded from just the national radio show to a podcast, and I've expanded from a once-a-week podcast with the kind of Casey Kasem-like top 10 news stories for conservatives to actually now 7 day a week podcast. So lots of stuff going on. My podcast is called War Raw, and believe it or not, the podcast is doing well outside the United States. I just got information today from the podcast company with Apple Podcasts. I have the number 20 political podcast in Slovenia. I have the number 39 political podcast in Italy, number 85 in Netherlands, number 123 in Australia, number 128 out of all political podcasts in South Africa. So it's just kind of interesting. People are listening to my podcast all over the world. They also rated me in Canada, Switzerland, United Kingdom, and I think it's Slovenka instead of Slovenia. I don't know. Whatever it is, they're listening all over the world to the War Raw podcast. How do you get it? Anywhere that you download podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, Apple, wherever you listen to podcasts, you'll find War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. And today I just finished my weekend top 10 edition. You'll love it. So go check it out right now. War Raw. We've got Steve Moore back for part two, FreedomWorks economist, senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, co-author of Trumponomics. Steve, we were talking about schools, but we never got a chance to discuss cities. I mean, that's what this is really all about. This is why everybody's best interest was in defeating Trump, because the entire deep state and the entire D.C. swamp said, we're all going to get money. If we let Biden, if we let Trump, he's Scrooge, he won't pay us. So I saw $350 billion is going to cities and states, and I'll bet most of them are deep blue Democrats, cities and states that went bankrupt because they chose to lock down due to COVID, so they have no revenues coming in. They're all going to get rich now, and suddenly they're going to be healthy again, right?
Well, that's right. And by the way, this is not a COVID relief bill, folks. This $1.9 trillion, it's basically the Bernie Sanders kind of social welfare, policies that he's wanted for 30 years. And what the left has done, I mean, these people are not stupid. They're using this excuse of COVID to pass minimum wage, higher, mandatory paid parental leave. They've got money for the, National Endowment for the Arts in here. They've got, just the wish list of, all these equity programs and racial programs and this and that. And so one of the biggest paybacks to all the, by the way, this is a big wet kiss to all the groups that helped elect Joe Biden. It's basically payback. We used to call that graft. And so the biggest payment is to these blue state governors and blue state mayors,
right,
like de Blasio, like Cuomo, like Newsom in California, my home state of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker. Those are the states that get massive sums to bail out their economies and their budgets. And what do all those states have in common? Oh, yeah, they all have Democratic governors. And they completely shut down their economy. Meanwhile, states like Florida. Wayne, I just got back from Florida last week. Florida's open for business. I mean,
It's
a polar opposite of New York's completely shut down, and Florida's open for business. And now people in Florida have to pay more taxes to bail out New York.
Hey, Steve, I have a friend who owns a restaurant in Florida, and he's almost scared to tell anyone. He's like, Wayne, I'm making more money than I've ever made in my life. My restaurant is jammed every night, and we hold 300 people, and there's 400, and nobody's got masks on, and nobody's sick. Everything's fine. I don't have an employee who got sick. This has got to be the biggest scam in history. Is there really COVID? Of course there is. But it's the flu. It goes around every year, and this one's very deadly for old people. I get it. But for middle class and middle-aged and younger people to go out to a restaurant and have fun and sit by the beach, there's no threat. There's nothing wrong. This is ridiculous. You've made people scared over not nothing, but it's something. It's certainly, there are people who've died, but it's definitely not. It's one of the weakest pandemics in history, actually, for the survival rate and the death rate and all that. There's no reason for the behavior of the average Democrat politician in this country to lock down every business and tell them you can't open up. There was no justification for this.
I think it was the single greatest mistake maybe in American history in terms of the cost of the lockdowns were, in my opinion, multiple times the benefits. So there were benefits to lockdowns, but the costs were so much higher. I mean, so much higher, and the schools never should have been closed down. And you're right. If we had been smart, and this is what so many of the, Trump advisors had advised that the left went crazy, is what you do is you isolate and sequester the vulnerable population, people over the age of 65, people who have, heart ailments or respiratory problems. And if we'd done that, we would have probably saved more lives than the blanket. But this is what government does. They massively overreach. And so now you've got all these businesses that are just struggling. By the way, can you think of a worse time than right now when you've got restaurants and small stores around the country that are struggling to stay open? And now Biden and Bernie Sanders want to hit them with a $15 an hour minimum wage.
I don't know how any restaurant will survive $15 minimum wage. I have no idea. I really don't.
Yeah.
It's insanity. But, this is the plan, I think, Stephen. They're not bankrupting the average person on welfare. They're getting the same welfare. They're bankrupting the average small business owner, restaurant owner, who are the...
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.